For a free Palestine from the river to the sea. We're building bridges, not walls. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
November 5th election. The struggle continues. We face this adversity together. Immigrants, refugees, low-wage workers, women and girls, communities of color, LGBTQIA plus people, and the millions facing war and genocide. These are frightening times, but we will not give up. We will fight back, and we will prevail.
In a society where corporate interests dominate both politics and the economy, democracy often becomes little more than a veneer used to justify the status quo. When that vote is continually manipulated by corporate money, used to entrench the very systems of oppression and inequality we face, what kind of democracy is that? Democracy is about more than voting. It's about the fundamental right of every person to have a say in the decisions that affect their lives, from their workplaces to their communities to the policies that govern our nation. Democracy is about collective power, about workers, communities, and oppressed people organizing to challenge the systems that perpetuate exploitation and injustice. True liberation will not come through fragmented efforts or individual struggles alone, but through a unified class solidarity that transcends borders and breaks through the systems of oppression that tie us all together. Woo! The fight for liberation is not just local, it is global. And today our brothers and sisters in Palestine need us. Today we are called to stand with the Palestinian people, to end the siege in Gaza, to end the occupation, and to free Palestine. As union workers, we have a distinct ability to act, not just in words, but in material action. We have the power to refuse to allow our labor to be exploited in ways that fuel and finance the violence and genocide in Gaza. We have the ability to shut down production, to halt distribution, and to stop the flow of capital to the Zionist war machine. We have several speakers here today who have been doing incredible work in their unions and workplaces in solidarity with the struggle for Palestinian liberation. The plan is for us to march. So without further ado, I'd like to invite Michael Letwin from Labor for Palestine to speak.
It's been more than a year since the increased Nakba, genocide, all-out attempt to exterminate Palestine has taken place. And that in turn goes back to the Nakba of 1948 that established the Zionist state to begin with, so-called Israel. Remember that all of Israel is occupied Palestine. Israel is not a country, it's not a place. It's a settler colonial regime that exists on the land of Palestine. The one day will be gone. And by the efforts of Palestinian people, by their resilience, by their resistance, and by our own in solidarity with them, that day is coming. We answer the call from Palestine. The urgent call, especially from Palestinian trade unions, that have been issued time and again across the years and across the decades, not to cross the picket line. And that's what it is. It's a picket line. And as union members, do we cross picket lines?
No.
Do we ever cross picket lines?
No.
Never cross a picket line.
Never cross a picket line.
So the Palestinian trade unions, in their urgent call from October 16th of 2023, called on all of us around the world, workers across the world, to end all complicity, to stop arming Israel. What were they talking about when they say end all complicity? First, they mean stop our own government that provides the weapons to commit genocide in Palestine by the billions and billions of dollars that should be used here and around the world for people's needs, not to commit genocide. Number two, stop our own employers from investing and profiting from Zionism and Israeli genocide. And all of our employers, in one way or another, pretty much do that. Employers that own Israeli investments are funding the genocide. And that has to stop. disclose, divest, we will not stop, we will not rest. That's the demand from the student movement. That's the demand that we are taking up.
That's right.
Labor institutions in this country, my own union, the UIW, has investments in Zionism, in Israel bonds. And those Israel bonds are used to commit genocide in Palestine. That's been going on. Official labordom has supported Zionism in this country for more than 100 years. Certainly since the Nakba in 1948 and ever since. That has to stop. And that's why, for example, UIW Labor for Palestine is calling and demanding that the International Executive Board of the UIW divest from Israel bonds, cut ties with the Histadrut, the racist Israeli Labor Federation, and its U.S. mouthpiece, the Jewish Labor Committee. That has to end. And if we use the power that we have above all at the workplace for workers to refuse to build arms for Israel, for workers to refuse to transport weapons and other means of genocide for Israel, for workers to refuse to be silenced at the workplace against Zionism, against the genocide, as so many of our brothers and sisters and siblings have been silenced or tried to be silenced but refused to be silenced. But the more they try to silence us, the louder we will be. The more they try to silence us, the louder they will be. To work with us in our individual organizations and in the Labor for Palestine National Network, where we come together to build this movement so that we can stop the genocide and help to free Palestine. Thank you.
I'd like to next introduce up Raina,
who is part of City Workers for Palestine.
Everyone, I'm Raina. I'm a member of City Workers for Palestine, a member of DC 37, and a parks worker. We're a group of city workers who came together across agencies in solidarity with Palestine, who refused to stay silent in the face of Eric Adams and his administration's unwavering support for the State of Israel and the genocide in Palestine. We've launched a couple different campaigns in solidarity with Palestine. Our big focus right now being our divestment campaign. We're part of the country's biggest public pension system, which serves over 350,000 workers and retirees. We did the research, and NYSERS holds over $100 million in Israeli securities. And these securities fund Israel's military might. They fund Elbit Systems, one of Israel's largest arms manufacturers. They fund the white phosphorus that's used against Palestinians and the Lebanese people. And they also fund the surveillance technologies that are used in Palestine. United in our action as rank-and-file members, we have the power to put an end to this financial support of the Israeli occupation and its military forces. We had a couple of victories recently. ALE, the Association of Legislative Analysts, they are the city council staffers, voted to pass a ceasefire resolution, first local to vote to support the divestment campaign. We had our second local, the first DC 37 local, also vote to support the divestment campaign. 3,005 workers, they represent the healthcare workers of New York City and the Department of Health, who have been connecting the struggle for divestment to the public health crisis that we're both dealing with in New York City and Palestine, as Israel has intentionally destroyed the public healthcare infrastructure. The 3,005 members held a divestment workshop. The greatest lesson is we need to be talking to all of our co-workers about this issue and why Palestine is a labor issue. New York City workers, all of our social services across the country are constantly defunded, while more and more money is sent to the U.S. war machine to bomb children in Palestine, to bomb children in Gaza. Our struggle as workers is directly related to the fate of the Palestinian people. The one department that continues to get increased funding is the NYPD. That's why we've launched a second campaign, a campaign to stop Cop City, the $225 million construction of a new police training facility out in College Point, Queens. We recently tabled there at a soccer tournament run by some leftist orgs. We visited the facility. It's already massive, brand new, where most of us work in offices that are crumbling, where the internet goes out all the time. I've worked in buildings where, you know, we have lead paint. The disparity is really crazy. And so we demand cops out of our unions, no more funding for Cop City. The cops who are arresting peaceful protesters in the streets, who committed a mass shooting in a subway station over someone who jumped the turnstile, who actually killed a city worker. One of the people who died was a health and hospitals worker. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Eric Adams is putting NYPD oversight over a bunch of our agencies that have peace officers. We want our unions to stand up against this. We want our unions to stand up for Palestine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you.
Woo! The next person I'd like to invite to speak is my brother Elias, Freedom Socialist Party and Writers Guild.
The cops took our bullhorn, but I was at the New York Times Tech Workers Guild strike picket line. I'm in the Freedom Socialist Party. We are a revolutionary feminist organization. I'm also in the Writers Guild. We formed a union last year, right before the strike happened. That taught me a couple of lessons about our power. You know, just seeing those workers in front of New York Times disrupting possibly the tech operations of the biggest news operation on the eve of our elections shows the power of workers organizing. And they're not just organizing for themselves, they're organizing for this idea that we can check these corporations and these governments that just run roughshod over our lives, take our money, bomb innocent civilians wherever they want. What's the force that stops that? It's labor. The evidence of the power of the movements right now is how much they're being repressed, how much the Democratic Party is attacking the students. They're desperate to have labor funneled into the Harris campaign. No matter what happens, we know our organizing doesn't stop. It just changes our strategy depending on who's at the top. The genocide is fully supported by both parties, and that's been the mission of Labor for Palestine, to have solidarity with the labor unions in Palestine, with really the workers of the world. We are in this struggle to have solidarity with our siblings who are suffering. And that's the reality of this world. You know, you have the haves and the have-nots. And the union movement has to continue to fight for independence from the two parties. We need a labor party in this country to organize workers, to marshal our forces that have only begun to show their strength in the port workers' strike, in the writers' strike, in the Teamsters action. The labor movement has only begun to show its potential to really advocate for our class, for workers, for all the oppressed who are really just spiraling and suffering under capitalism. I have a lot of faith in our working class's ability to win our struggles. This election, which in some ways is incredibly consequential and in some ways won't change anything about the war machine and capitalism. Labor for Palestine has always been in the struggle since we stand in solidarity with all your efforts and all your unions. Concerted actions of small, dedicated advocates within or institutions to push them, so integral to the struggle. You guys will win. We have to keep it up. Stay in the fight. Free Palestine. Workers of the world, unite. Thank you, guys.
Next up, we have John from UAW. 7902 with the United Auto Workers.
Comrades, my name is John King. I am a member of the UAW Local 7902 New York University Adjuncts. We are here as rank and file workers with UAW Labor for Palestine and New York City Labor for Palestine, joining with many labor sectors throughout this city in solidarity with hundreds of thousands of rank and file UAW and other union workers throughout this country and indeed throughout the world, standing alongside within our lifetime and other activist and student intifada organizations. We come together in solidarity and unity and community for a free Palestine from the river to the sea. Palestine is a labor issue. We are organizing and speaking out loud and clear for Palestinian liberation. As Labor for Palestine, we are also calling on our UAW international executive leadership and demanding that we as a union divest from Israel bonds, which directly and materially support this genocide, and to stand with and honor the Palestinian General Federation of Trade Unions call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire, for ending all complicity in the genocide, for stopping all military weapons and support for the Zionist apartheid state, for honoring the BDS picket line. We walk the picket line. We do not cross the BDS picket line, called for by the Palestinian organizations to boycott, divest from, and sanction all institutions, financial, industrial, military, academic, and cultural entities with ties to the apartheid genocide state. We demand action, as Frederick Douglass said more than 150 years ago, which still has great resonance today. When he was fighting slavery and racism and the apartheid of his time, he said, "We do not need a gentle rain. We need the storm, the maelstrom, the earthquake." We need actions which will expose the contradictions and the crimes of the Zionist governments in all of occupied Palestine and these occupied so-called United States, those entities which will soon collapse under the weight of their own hypocrisies. As Rosa Luxemburg once said, one of the inner laws of revolution is that it never stands still. It never becomes passive or docile once the first step is taken. It becomes unstoppable. This movement for Palestinian liberation is unstoppable. We do not pause or blink an eye or waste time with the so-called capitalist democratic election, two sides of the same genocidal coin. We continue to organize, to build, to strengthen our union power so that we can, as organized labor, shut it down for Palestine. Yeah. Something I've always drawn inspiration from, a quote of Maurice Bishop, who is the leader of the New Jewel movement in Grenada. His slogan was, "Forward ever, backward never." Forward ever,
backward never.
Forward ever,
backward never.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
I'm going to invite my sister, Saima, from Metalworkers for Palestine to speak next.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
It is very inspiring to be with people of conscience, who are standing here and not accepting the status quo of how our world and our society is, and are determined to do something, anything to fight back, and realize the importance of our labor in our workplaces as a tool to fighting back against the corruption of the society and of the genocide that is occurring in Gaza. My name is Saima. I was fired from Meta. I now run Meta Stop Censoring Palestine. Every time Meta lies, a neighborhood in Gaza dies. Meta is a company that affects us all. How many of you have posted about Palestine on Instagram or Facebook only to have your content taken down, only to be shadow banned, or even have your account permanently deleted?
Yeah.
How many of you use Meta platforms to get your news about what is happening in Palestine, to learn about what community organizing is happening, to learn about the world? We have a monopoly the way we communicate and mobilize Meta, and it is using its biases to suppress the information. We are talking about three demands. Meta needs to stop censoring Palestine on our platforms, ignoring of the product issues, permanently taking down activists and organizers for Palestine. Two, we demand that Meta stop supporting an apartheid state conducting a genocide, providing data to Israel, having leaders at Meta that are influencing policy decisions. We are paying out Meta employees to go serve in the IDF. And the third demand is for Meta to stop censoring its employees that are speaking out for Palestine. Like I said, I was fired from Meta. Internally, when post October 7th, we realized how much we were being censored. So we had these leaders that were offering widespread support publicly and company-wide for Israeli civilians that were killed on October 7th and support for Israeli colleagues. But the problem was they didn't say a word for Palestine. They did not acknowledge the tens of thousands of Palestinian lives that were being killed, that were being martyred, the humanitarian crisis that was occurring there, the genocide that is occurring in Palestine. And they did not acknowledge the Palestinian colleagues that had family members that were being killed in Gaza. When we posted in our employee resource group, even simple things like offering condolences to our colleagues who lost family members
The posts were deleted. When we mentioned beautiful things about Palestinian culture, posts were deleted. If there is this much level of fear internally at Meta for even mentioning the word Palestine, how do you think they are going to moderate content for billions of users on the platform that is used for the world to communicate? So I'm here to build some awareness of the importance of these platforms in shaping public perception and the way they communicate, and how Meta is controlling what we all are able to see, and hopefully spark some ideas for how the public can create public pressure on Meta as well. There's three offices here in New York. We've held some vigils and speak out outside those offices. If you are angered yourself and want to and are part of any organizations that lead protests or protests, this is a possibility to include in your roster, so come talk to me about that. And this is also a way to like inspire each other of how we can continue organizing in our workplaces and find these like similarities between what we're all going through and learn from each other to continue organizing at our workplaces. Thank you all for being here. And free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free
Palestine!
Free Palestine!
All right. I'd like to invite Christina from NYSNA to speak next.
Yeah, Christina.
My name is Chris Hilo. I'm also a nurse. I'm a member of New York State Nurses Association.
Yeah.
Woo! To all the healthcare workers, who's a healthcare worker here? Raise your hand. Woo! Okay. And if not, raise your hand if you're a worker.
Yeah.
Woo! Raise your hand if you have to work because your livelihood is tied to wages.
Woo!
We are all here because we live in a society of capitalism.
Yeah.
And capitalism and imperialism are all working hand in hand to ruin the lives of people all over the world.
Yeah.
In Palestine, in Sudan, in Congo, in Philippines, in Haiti.
Yeah.
This is what our society that we are so many distractions. They will tell you that you need to buy this, buy that, do this, do that. They will not tell you to care for the Palestinian people. They will not care for you to learn more about this genocide. Because you're a worker, get to work. You're a worker, get to work. I'm not just a worker, I'm a mom. And we see the children are dying. This is a war on children. They have nobody to defend them. How dare our society make you think that a vote will change this? It will not. The movement comes from us because we are the workers. We are the workers. You come from staffs of thousands of people. Now line them up and get them in the streets because Gaza needs us. Lebanon needs us. Last week, comrades, nurses from all over New York City, we all gathered together to do our convention for NYSNA. We were able to pass a resolution. NYSNA is 42,000 workers. Resolution so that we can start raising more awareness about what is going on in Palestine and Israel. Because they're not going to put on the TV, honey. We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate our people. And we need to teach people again how to care and love. So we came together and we brought it in front of our union. We had 500 members there and we had to go to a vote. The resolution was like this. The first part is to make sure that we have create a statement on a permanent ceasefire. Two, make sure that we socially responsibly invest as a union. Talk about those pensions. Three, reaffirm commitment to protect workers without fear of retaliation. Four, educate our members about what's going on in Israel and Palestine. We need more people in the streets. This genocide is not gonna end without everybody putting their lives on the line. As nurses, pass that resolution because we know the truth. We still have to get our other brothers and sisters on board. Thousands and thousands of children who are being murdered to continue to fight for Palestine.
Next up, we have Lisa from UAW Labor for Palestine and UAW 2325.
I'm also a proud member of Association for the Attorneys of Legal Aid. I've been an attorney for 35 years. I fight on the heels of my father, who fought against the Vietnam War, who fought against apartheid in South Africa, who fought against police brutality from New York to Mississippi. I'm a mother who raises a son and a daughter who fight against police brutality, against union busting with their mom, who fights for climate change, fights against injustice, fights for pro-choice and women's rights, who for transgender rights. It's one struggle, one fight. This election will have you fooled, thinking you have to make one choice or the other. Palestinian children, women and men, elderly and babies are dying. I saw a picture today of a little girl dressed like a princess with blood streaming down from her ears. But I cannot sit silently as other children are killed, as the men who do the brave actions that they do to save their children and their people are shot and killed, as humanitarian aid workers are shot and killed. It is time for us as workers to come together and fight this, because they are dying for no reason, for capitalism, for money, not for humanity. They try to silence us by taking us to court to shut down the resolution to support Palestine and to divest from bonds and stock that supports Israeli companies. We will not be silenced. No. The more they try to silence us,
the louder we will be.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Arms embargo.
When do we want it?
Now.
And if we don't get it,
shut it down. Shut it down.
Workers of the world, unite.
Fight.
I'm Mimi Rosenberg. This is Building Bridges, and we've built those bridges to you to build them closer and firmer. Thanks for listening.